and I know so many of you guys are super stoked about this interview, Chris Carrabba of Dashboard Confessional. Chris, how are you?
I'm good, Sheila. Thank you. How you doing?
I'm doing great. You know, and even better now that I'm having a chance to actually talk with you about this amazing tour you're on.
This tour is amazing.
So tell me about it. You guys are hitting the Bell Center tonight and tomorrow night, right? You've got you got two gigs in Montreal.
We got two gigs in Montreal, which means we get a whole day here to spend tomorrow, which is what I'm more excited about than anything else.
Well, there are so many things to do. I'm sure you're just being flooded with recommendations as far as food and stuff you have to see and experience. So That's great. Oh, well, there's absolutely no shortage, and it's my favorite city in North America, so I know you guys will have a blast. Now, I want to talk to you about your music. There was one thing that really surprised me. I'd listened to your music before, and I'd watched your videos before, but I hadn't paid attention to the details about you personally as an artist. And to me, you looked like you were about 25. But
I moisturized, that's why.
Oh, well, that's the... Oh, good boy. Because, you know, but it turns out you've had a music career that's been spanning about, well, say, like 17 years, roughly.
Yep.
This is a big passion for you.
Yeah, it's been a long time. And I started young and, got to have some experiences that are pretty unusual, touring as a teenager in a van with a punk rock and hardcore band and stuff, and living very below anybody's means.
Wow, yes.
And I wouldn't trade it for the world.
Well, you know, I think when you are so passionate about something, it brings you the energy to push forward and live on. You know, and rock on too.
Absolutely.
So you've got six albums under your belt now, I believe, somewhere around there.
Yeah, six albums. We got, and then a live record or two. We got EPs up the wazoo. We got cover records. We do a lot of stuff. It's important to us that we have. You know, it's kind of like a prideful thing that we have all this work, because we never set out to be quote-unquote accomplished or anything like that. You know, I was by myself and just made a record. I decided to make another one 6 months later.
Right.
There was not a lot of, you know, nobody was paying attention. So just kept doing what felt natural. And that's sort of been the edict ever since. It feels right.
You know what? I think maybe somewhere there's something, as much as it is a struggle at the beginning when the success factor doesn't hit immediately, there's also a little more assurance of not being a one-hit wonder either, because you're working towards and with something in mind, you know? Like,
I think we've become something better than that.
Big.
We've become a no-hit wonder. There's not too many of those around.
Oh, I beg to differ, because I'll tell you what. Now, I'm a bit of a Facebook junkie, kind of on there all the time. I have a Dishpan Hands group and my own personal page. And the second I mentioned that I was working, getting together my interview stuff and getting ready to do my thing and to talk to you, the response was big. And I got like 1,700 friends on there, man.
Great. All right. Well, tell them thanks.
You know?
I say that it's almost literal, that no-hit wonder. You know, we've had a good show every now and again, getting on a chart for a minute, but, you know, we've never had a proper hit. Yet we've had a 10-year career with selling, I don't know, millions of tickets and hundreds of thousands of t-shirts and things that have been able to make sure I can pay my rent, you know.
Well,
and
yes.
To be able to keep making records and have this sort of genuine connection with an audience of people that, this is the thing I'm proudest of, that are somehow like-minded, is a rare and kind of wonderful opportunity in life.
There's something that I hear, though, that comes across in your music that I think makes sense for you to have an audience that identifies and loves your music, and that's that you sing, there is an urgency and an honesty about your lyrics and about the way that the arrangement of your music that really puts out, man, your heart is there. And anyone who's going through, like, Stolen is my favorite track, and I listen to it and I'm kind of like, I don't want to admit that this is the way I feel, but he's saying it. Chris is saying it, man.
You know, someone gave me some advice pretty early on, something to the effect of, if you're gonna tell a story, tell it right, and tell it true. So I kind of took that to heart when I started Dashboard, and that was kind of the if there was this methodology, which there wasn't a strict one, but if there was one, it was just that when I started Dashboard. No one was listening. The other bands I was in were doing well. People were listening to that, and I was writing songs that were personal, but maybe were stretching the details beyond fact and all that. And I still do that. I'm allowed to take poetic license, but that piece of advice, I think, is what shaped the content of Dashboard.
Do you find it, is it demanding to, like, as far as songwriting goes, when you're putting something out, is that, do you find that winds up being something that's physically or energy-wise?
Yes, it's harder.
Yeah.
It's harder because I do it both ways. In some of the other bands I'm in as side projects for fun, I can tell a story with, you know, quotes around that word.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be, I don't have to tell the truth.
Like, it doesn't have to be something you've actually lived, but if you're inspired to tell a story that comes to you, is that kind of along the lines of...
Yes, yeah, yes. Okay. But with Dashboard, it's harder because there's... you don't want to tell the same stories, and you don't want to draw so much out of your life that you don't get to live it anymore.
No, yes, and
so,
and also that it feels like somebody else owns it.
You know? Right, and that's dangerous. So, being patient, waiting for the song to come out naturally, as opposed to mining your life for its musical rewards, or that's a fine line to walk. And that's when I get writer's block, is when I find that I'm digging through it as opposed to waiting for it to just happen.
So tell me about this whole idea of you guys, the Dashboard Confessional, coming together to go on tour with Bon Jovi. What's that like?
Oh, it's a simple one. You know, I got a phone call that said, what would you say to going on tour with Bon Jovi? And I would say, and my answer was, absolutely. and it was as simple as that, you know, just a nice invitation to go on tour with the biggest band in the world.
That's amazing. And he's a real giving performer too, and very aware of all the marketing associated with what he's doing. So he's, I mean, being chosen to tour with him, that's a big deal.
Right,
and great for
right?
you guys.
Well, that's what people don't know about Bon Jovi. Bon Jovi, the guy, John Bon Jovi, he could be running an empire, a business empire of any kind. He's a very, very smart guy. It's not just that he's this handsome, dashing guy that writes these terrific songs and has this great voice, but he's also brilliant. So, you know, the fact that he's tapped in, he doesn't make any decision willy-nilly, and he's decided to like our band and decided to help us because he likes us and has the power to do so. I think that's very flattering, and I think it's inspiring to me.
And I think
I get a chance to sit on the sidelines and learn from him as he plays every night, and watch him conduct himself and his business on, you know, backstage, and try to take a lesson from it.
That's so great for you guys, because and for him too, because there's an energy in working with a new band that's ready to give as well. You know, like that you guys are putting yourselves out there, and you're being true to who you are, and have a wonderful sound. You've got a heck of a powerful voice, my friend. Holy moly!
Yeah,
wow.
Thanks. I never really think about that, but yesterday we had a show in Toronto. It was at the Phoenix. It was just an off day show. It was just our own show, and we had a band called Mishu open up for us, terrific band, and their front of house guy was out there while we were sound checking. It turned out that the speakers were off in the front of house, so he was hearing all the electric guitars and drums and everything. He said, "Chris, I could hear your voice at the front of house over the band, and the speakers were off." I said, "Man, I better tone it down a touch, I guess."
That is pretty remarkable.
We have the technology to amplify your voice, Chris. You do not have to sing so loud any longer.
Well, you know, Chris, thank you so much for coming on DH Radio here at CJMQ. We're so glad to have you, and Quebec as a province is super lucky to have you hitting Montreal tonight and tomorrow night at the Bell Centre. So
it's me that's lucky, Sheila. Thank you for spending some time with me tonight.
Thanks. Oh, so dreamy, Chris Carrabba of Dashboard Confessional, and here they are with my favorite track of theirs, Dashboard Confessional with Stolen.
the light.